Good morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, let's start in New York.
Okay.
Cuomo, DiNapoli, should educate himself on job creation incentives.
Well, there's some real background here, David. First of all, DiNapoli is immensely popular with his former friends in the assembly. How many of them are left, I don't know, but a lot of them are. The Democratic Party likes him. He's been before these microphones many times. He just does his job, he looks forward, and he takes a critical look, which he should, at various programs in New York State. And if there's something wrong, whether it's a school district or something else, he tells us. And he has a reputation for having turned around the controller's office. Remember, there was a lot of problems with it before he got there. Alan Hevesy went to jail as a result of his work there as the controller. So DiNapoli has turned it around and has gotten tremendous marks from everybody on that. He's a man of real integrity, and he's a very decent, nice, humble man. Into all of this comes the man with the name, Andrew Cuomo. Now, DiNapoli, while he is lauded by the insiders who know his work, not that many people really know who the guy is, but everybody knows the Cuomo name. In the meantime, columnists and others have started the usual troublemaking that they can by saying that DiNapoli might actually run against Cuomo in a primary. Well, this is enough to scare the hell out of Cuomo, especially since we know that many of the people around Cuomo are being seriously investigated by Preet Bharara, which is another whole story. But in any case, that guy, Cuomo, has to be somewhat worried about what people like Todd Howe, his former best friend, who is at least in one columnist's words, has signed an agreement to cooperate with the federal authorities. So here he goes to Buffalo, and he says DiNapoli should educate himself. Sorry, Andrew, DiNapoli knows what he's doing. He knows that if you promise jobs and you don't produce them, it's the controller's job to say that they're not being produced and that there are many false premises here on which this program is based. He said it, and now, of course, Cuomo is striking back. And we know that the relationship with Cuomo and DiNapoli did not start well. DiNapoli prevailed. He got elected, even though Cuomo was of no help to him, a fellow Democrat, when DiNapoli ran.
Meanwhile, a second politician, Hillary Clinton being the first, Chuck Schumer now says Preet Bharara, Allen, is doing a great job, but he won't reveal if he wants the prosecutor back under the next president. Hillary said she was noncommittal, at least, if she was elected.
I've been thinking a great deal about this. I'm very disappointed in those remarks. Here you have a guy who is fearless, Preet Bharara, as the U.S. attorney, who's hauling them in, one after another, whether they're mafia, And apparently this does not sit well with some of the insiders. Now, if Chuck Schumer is elected as the number one Democrat in the Senate, remember that Chuck Schumer was Preet Bharara's boss. That's how Preet Bharara gets the job. Most people don't remember that it is the senior person of the same party who gets to name the U.S. attorney. The president theoretically does, but the way that the practice goes is that the senior senator of the same party as the president does get to make that appointment. However, I'm a little bit concerned that Hillary, who already said we'll have to see whether she reappoints the biggest crime fighter in America, the man who is beloved by the people but who is fearless. That made me a little uncomfortable, I'll tell you right now. It goes to what I call the Clinton character. Here's a crime fighter. The Clintons sometimes have a moral compass, which is not exactly on target. She's going to win this election, I think, because she's better than the alternative. But we still have to live with her issues. So along comes Chuck Schumer, who, if he is the top Democrat, is going to have to get along with the top Democrat in the country, who is Hillary Clinton. And therefore, when Chuck Schumer said the other day, we'll have to see, I didn't like it.
A lot of people don't seem to like Trump's words, which have, as the Washington Post points out, become a pattern. Outrage headlines, then denial. Donald Trump's suggestion that the Second Amendment people could stop Hillary Clinton from appointing Supreme Court justices they dislike appears to fall in line with comments that many voters are now finding increasingly distasteful.
Listen, David, Trump gets up there. His defense is that he didn't mean that people should go and kill Hillary, that Second Amendment people should kill Hillary. He's saying all he meant is that they should go out and vote against Hillary. That's fine. Nevertheless, here's a guy who's going to have his finger on the nuclear button, and he's not able to see a possible interpretation that will be made by people that he's calling for her assassination. Even if he didn't mean it, he should have known what he was doing.